Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll hear from Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn coming up in a moment. Best Big Ten road trip, Michigan's off to Bloomington. Mike at a desk says Madison, Wisconsin, great town. Unnamed texter, my top five would be Ohio State, followed by Wisconsin, then Michigan State, then Indiana, then Nebraska. Have you ever been? You've never been to Nebraska,
no.
Right? Yeah, that's a fun trip. Good town. Best road trip is Columbus, Ohio. It's from Euchre Jack and Grosse Pointe Farms. Favorite Big Ten road trip has been Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game. Atmosphere was amazing. That's from Robin Ann Arbor. Chasing Grosse Pointe says USC.
Come on. I mean, Los Angeles is great, but
I walked that campus last year when we were out there for the Rose Bowl. I was actually really impressed with the campus, but it isn't, it's right in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't want to hear it, but the environment in the school all combined into one great area is Columbus, Ohio. That's from Mark and Highland.
I enjoyed Columbus.
Yeah. There's been some weird interactions, but yeah.
I mean, look, there's some savages there, but beyond that, it's, I mean, maybe it helped that what happened when I went there was a great,
I want to say this too. There are also some great fans. I always feel like they get a bad rap by the bad ones, but,
because we're the ones who perpetuated.
Yeah, we do. Go hit College Park, Maryland. Beautiful campus about 5 miles from the White House. The campus is beautiful. The surrounding area I've found have been to Maryland is like strip mall central. Like it's nothing great. Illinois was my favorite. Great place. Wow. Steve in Farmington. Illinois is underrated. I think Illinois is underrated and Purdue's underrated personally, but
those were two places that I went that I just it did nothing for me, either place.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they both probably improved since you were there.
I would hope so. I mean, part of it was the accommodations at Purdue. I remember distinctly the hotel was not the greatest hotel that I stayed at. Walls were a little thin. Oh, yeah. Just say I could hear things going on in the room next to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I was almost like, come on, man, finish.
Wow. Let's go. An X-rated trip to Purdue, huh?
A bit much.
As far as road tripping with the Lions, from an unnamed texter, I'll be road tripping with my family to Texas. Brother lives in Houston and paid $500 per ticket to sit on the Houston side of the field in our Lions gear.
Wow.
Joe at work. I'm going to Houston with 7 other guys from my fantasy league, Doug. The takeover is happening. Jody in the D. I'm not going to H-Town, but I know a ton of people that are going.
Kang, where did your buddy decide to go on the road trip this year? Do we know?
I believe it's Indianapolis.
Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Okay. From Sam in Detroit, there's actually going to be a Lions takeover this weekend. I'm flying down tomorrow morning. Hans, the Uber driver. I was born in Detroit, grew up in Houston. There's a ton of Michigan transplants out there. I'm pretty sure it will sound like a Lions home game. Well, that's a strong one, man. That's a strong one because Lions home games are great. I think you'll hear Lions fans, but that would be that would be something else if it sounded like a Lions home game. Again, enjoy, be careful, stay safe, treat each other with respect.
There you go.
Okay, so Aaron Glenn, Lions defensive coordinator, met with the media yesterday. First thing, well, one of the first things that he talked about was the video that went viral of him with the, all the rain on his glasses.
Yes.
Which I imagine is a problem that you have had in the past.
I've experienced that issue. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a real pain.
Did you ever feel like Aaron Glenn looked?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 100%. I remember playing in rain, and even though you've got the helmet and the face mask and all that, and I wore glasses underneath it, I had the sport goggles. It was horrible because it would get wet, and once you're on the field, what are you going to do about it?
Yep.
You can't do anything about it until you come off the field. Then you're going to try to dry them out, and they fog up. Between the fogging and the water, it's an issue.
All right, so here is Aaron Glenn talking about the viral video that went around, everybody talking about his glasses. Here's what he had to say about it. He said his kids brought it to his attention. His kids and wife were like hitting him up with all the different gifts and means that were out there of Aaron Glenn not being able to see through his glasses. He also said he's not a social media guy, so he had no idea until much later, and then his phone started blowing up. But I guess if you're on a sideline, you never know when you're on TV, right?
No.
Which is amongst the many reasons why one should never pick their nose on a sideline.
Solid advice.
One of many reasons. All right, next up. From Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, he talks about getting Za'Darius Smith and what it means. So that's it's his new toy, right?
Yeah, I hate to hear the phrase as his new toy, but yeah, it's a nice player to plug in, and finally they're going to get somebody that has the ability to rush the passer consistently.
Yeah,
now. This is also a kick in the pants for the rest of this team, the rest of the guys out there that play defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever it is, to get after the quarterback. Okay, here's a guy you're going to learn from again, and he's not Aiden Hutchinson, but he's awfully good, and you can learn from him. And now the rotation for you guys just got tougher because both spots aren't open. Only one spot's open. Someone's going to have to step up, and maybe this is going to make everybody else on the team better because of it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking about I kind of expect more now out of Josh Pascal.
Yeah.
We've seen flashes from Pascal where he's looked really good. And what was his, was it a mass?
Yeah, they found he had cancer in college. And so since he's had that bout of cancer, he's always had like annual checkups to do scans or whatever. And they apparently located a mass on his shoulder that they removed and found that it was benign, thankfully.
Yep.
And that he's good to go. But, I mean, it's just, you know, it's another story that people have, right? And it's weird to hear younger people having to deal with cancer. But it's out there. And the fact that he's having to take care of this every, you know, he's looking for it every year. And you find stuff, it's got to scare the hell out of you. I mean, the mental part is unbelievable. And then the physical part of having to, you know, recover from a procedure is another. And again, back on the field, I would imagine he serves as an inspiration for his team.
Yeah.
And for other people too, which is great. And, you know, to get out there for more awareness and all that. But you root for a guy like that. And yes, he's got talent. And for the first couple of years he was a Lion, we didn't really get to see it because he was always injured. He's healthy. And he had to walk away for a couple of weeks because of this mass they found. So hopefully he can step in and be a force.
But, you know, now there's somebody on the other side of the defensive line that has to be accounted for. I just kind of think the talent's there. He's healthy. He's back on the field. It's a chance for Josh Pascal to really make an impact.
Yeah, I think so, too. And not only him, but, okay, Levi Onwuzurike started the season, and Dan Campbell called him. He's a dude. Mm-hmm. And we had a little fun with that to start the season with it. And he looked pretty good to start the year. He wasn't great. He wasn't dominating. But there were plays where you're like, okay, I noticed Levi Anzarike out there when Hutchinson was there. Hutch gets hurt, and you just haven't seen him all that much. Now that you've got Za'Darius Smith on his team, will we see more of Levi Anzarike wreaking havoc in the backfield? Will we see him getting after the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback? Will we see him making tackles in the backfield? You know, the running game is going to be a big part of what Houston's going to try to do on Saturday night or Sunday night. They're going to need Anzarike. They're going to need Lee McNeil and DJ Reader. Those guys, I don't worry about those two. But it's Anzarike and Josh Pascal. You guys are going to have to step it up too and make sure that you maintain the integrity of the edge.
Yeah, and those are players that now you hope with more attention paid. Look, at the interior of the Lions defensive line is doing great. But there's a lot there for Anzarike and Pascal. And I'm not saying it's now or never for both of them, but I don't think the Lions are going to keep guys around that aren't making plays for them, especially if they decide to keep Za'Darius Smith and next year have Za'Darius Smith and Hutch.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.